Legal reform, as mentioned, concerning the minimum age of criminal responsibility, is encouraging. Yesterday, I quote a report from the Australian newspaper. I could read the optimism between the lines. Meanwhile, I want to say we should be, we still have to remain cautiously optimistic because it's a structural reform and it's the change of the framework. In many countries, it's quite sensitive to change the criminal responsibility age. And we remember that we rec made this recommendation in last review. According to our last concluding observation, and it's recommended as well by the CRC Committee and the Human Rights Committee. And in your state report, you mentioned that the law reform in Northern Territory, it's anticipated that this will come into effect in 2019. So the state report anticipated the last breakthrough 3 years ago, but still now it's on the way. It reported that it would be a pass in North Territory next year. I appreciate the term used by the newspaper, the watershed moment. So I hope our committee could provide the last international push for this to come true, because it's very important. It's related to rights of the child. It relates to the effective prevention of torture and ill treatment of children. And as indicated by the data read just now, the low age of criminal responsibility disproportionately impacts Aboriginal children. The second question is about the trafficking victims. I appreciate the informative response, but still some concerns remain. One is, though there is developed support for trafficked person program, however, it's only applicable to the citizens and people with a valid visa. There is a victims compensation scheme. However, it's only applicable to a number of the trafficked person. The word is from the term is from the state report. And I remember that years ago in July 2018, CEDAW committee reviewed your state report and concluded that concluded some recommendations. Among others, that committee recommended the state party to ensure that all victims of trafficking, irrespective of their willingness or unwillingness to cooperate with the prosecution authorities, have access to human trafficking visa framework. So the visa framework is good, but there is a limit to the conditions that is involved in the criminal cooperation, criminal justice cooperation. And then the committee, CEDAW committee, recommended the state party to establish a federal compensation scheme for survivors of trafficking that grants appropriate reparations and de-link victims gaining access to compensation from their cooperation in criminal proceedings. Yes, the state report also mentioned that the Criminal Act can order an offender convicted of human trafficking, slavery or slavery-like offenses to make a reparation to a victim. But if the offender cannot pay anything, then whether they are victims can get nothing. Thank you.
Gracias. Tienen la palabra el señor Ruan.